I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More than 43% of the adult population in Swaziland is infected with HIV, which is the highest prevalence rate in the world. Transworld Radio's Tom Watkins says they have a new strategy for HIV outreach, pastors' conferences. They provide information that helps them become change agents in the community.
The pastors are just a huge key to unlocking this whole problem of HIV/AIDS. And there's so many places in the world, in Africa especially, that there's a church, but there may not be a post office or a doctor or anything else in terms of that kind of credible voice in the community.
As they infuse the gospel into their outreach, hearts will be changed. Next, in a recent Gallup poll of teens, students don't know enough about the Bible to properly understand British and American literature or the Bible's impact on culture. Bible Pathway Ministries' Barbara Bivens says that's why this week is all the more important.
Each year, National Bible Week is held from the Sunday before to the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And it's a celebration of our freedom to read God's Word and to express the beliefs of God's Word throughout our nation.
And the World Evangelical Alliance has formalized a global partnership with the MICA Network. It streamlines their joint relief and development work among 3 million churches around the world. The MICA Network is a group of nearly 300 Christian relief, development, and justice organizations that work together to advocate for the oppressed and proclaim the hope of the gospel. They've already worked together in the MICA Challenge, a joint campaign to mobilize Christians against poverty. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.